Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. As we begin our study titled, They Shall Mingle Themselves with the Seed of Men. Now, this is a subject that most Christians have never been taught in their local churches by their pastors and teachers. And among those who have been taught, sadly, the majority are told not to believe what they read. In this study, we will simply lay out the facts and believe what the Bible says, comparing Scripture with Scripture. And we will not spend time reading the opinions of Bible teachers who are spooked by God's Word and who refuse to believe what they read. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, you can send those to our attention by email at bbfohio@protonmail.com. And you can also send letters along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry by addressing those to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. You can also make donations at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button on the right-hand side of the screen, or if you are using the mobile site bbfohio.com on your phone, then use the drop-down menu. Now we begin our study titled, They Shall Mingle Themselves with the Seed of Men. This is part one of two.
Oh, current events update. We're going to start with an update on AI. It's called artificial intelligence. Brilliant and impressive in some applications, but nowhere near human capabilities. I see a lot of these prophecy people who spend all their time frazzled and or trying to whip everybody up in a frenzy, and they're making people think that what we're going to study tonight is about artificial intelligence. And in case you don't know what that means basically making a computer, a robot, or some other thing, a drone, anything like that, think. They actually are able to observe and learn in a very strange sense, not in the sense that we do, obviously. And so I wanted to just discuss this for a minute because it's important so you don't get sucked into buying a book about it that says it's going to take over the world or anything. But artificial intelligence, this is from Salon magazine. Artificial intelligence isn't very intelligent and won't be anytime soon. Now, there are some impressive things that go on with artificial intelligence, but impressive compared to what God created, there's a massive gap. And that's what they're after. They want to mimic what God did. Many think we'll see human-level artificial intelligence in the next 10 years. Industry continues to boast smarter tech like personalized assistants, Alexis and all that, you know. Or self-driving cars, which continually keep crashing. And in computer science, new and powerful tools embolden researchers to assert that we are nearing the goal in the quest for human-level artificial intelligence. Terminator, yeah. And we're nowhere near that. But it is impressive. And I want to show you a little video here, a little clip to show you. They show you things like this, and it can start to make you think, wow, we're really getting close, but we're really not.
If you manage a team, you have to drive Money.com. Money.com is a platform to track everything.
Skip ad. There we go.
So what you're going to hear is the Google Assistant actually calling a real salon to schedule an appointment for you. Let's listen.
This is a computer making this phone call.
Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
That's a computer.
Sure, what time are you looking for around? 12 p.m. We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Okay, we have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's your first name?
The first name is Lisa.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great.
Thanks, great. Have a great day. Bye.
So that's pretty, I think, give them credit. I mean, that's pretty impressive. I mean, yeah. And I would have never known I was talking to a computer. How many of you, honestly, would you have known you were talking to a computer?
It was kind of short. Like, it would stop sentences. You know, like, it would say things again.
That, people do that. So anyway, as impressive as that is to a few of you, some of you are just like, eh. But it's not nearly ready to replace humans, and that's the goal. That's the end game for these guys anyway. Salon continues and says, the shift comes from the insurgence of a thing called deep learning. It's a method for training machines with hundreds, thousands, and even millions of artificial neurons. These artificial neurons are crudely inspired from those in our brains. You think of them as knobs. Each knob, or if each knob is turned in just the right way, the machine can do different things. With enough data, we can learn how to adjust each knob in the machine to allow them to recognize objects, use language, or perhaps anything else a human can do. Yet, the limitations of deep learning are the true cause for concern. That's if you're trying to reach the point of having a human-like AI machine. Even with the aid of deep learning, machines struggle with concepts that are common sense for humans. An example of this is the difficulty that machines have learning to play video games. A growing community of researchers are using deep learning to build AI that can play Atari games. What's interesting is that some Atari games, like Montezuma's Revenge, are trivial for children to learn, but incredibly difficult for machines, even with this deep learning that produced that phone call you saw. And here's the bottom line. Jan LeCun won the Turing Award. That's basically like the Nobel Prize for computer developers. And he says, quote, machines are still very, very stupid. The smartest AI systems today have less common sense than a house cat. With no offense to cats, but, you know, they do what they do, including licking their own rear end. That's not common sense, you know. That's curiosity killed the cat, that's right. And they don't have logic and reasoning skills, and that's the point. Yeah.
Millions of, like, neurons?
Artificial neurons, yeah.
But you know how many the human brain has?
Good question.
100 billion. Give or take a billion. 100 billion.
And on the one hand, come on, folks.
Okay.
God made that, and no one's ever going to recreate that.
Okay, right.
Number two, if you believe that all happened by accident, you're a mental case. I don't care who you are. Yes. And it's a blind faith.
Yeah, you think if it could just pop into existence, surely humans could figure it out with intelligence. But no.
On the other hand, fallen angels, they are the concern, according to the Bible. Not AI. And all these prophecy teachers getting people whipped up over AI. It's a smokescreen. Satan's using it to get people's eye off the ball. Fallen angels are the concern, not robots, as we will see in our study. So this current events goes right into our study because we're looking at Daniel 2:43. Back in our Daniel studies, I said I'd come back to this at some point, and I did this week. I decided I wanted to get back and get this. And then Charmaine sent me a question, and then Doug sent me a question on it. And I was like, well, you're in luck. We're going to study that Wednesday night. So I told, and I basically told Charmaine, so I'm not going to type it out here. You know, you tune in. I'm sure she's either tuned in or will later. Her and
Jordan.
Rex and Jordan, and what's her dog's name?
They have a lot of dogs.
What's the
Leroy.
Leroy. Big bad Leroy the Shih Tzu. All right. So anyway, the context is the of Daniel 2:43 is the image seen in a dream by Nebuchadnezzar. And we're not going to take time to go in depth and study that again. If you want to, you didn't study that with us or you don't remember, you can go to bbfohio.com or to sermonaudio.com/BBBFOhio. That stands for Bible Believers Baptist Fellowship Ohio. That's when we originally got that page. And we dropped one word because that was just too many words. But if you go to bbfohio.com, that's what our website looks like. And if you scroll down, you'll see a list that says click a title for an expository Bible study playlist. And if you click on Daniel, then it'll come to Sermon Audio. And it'll be a list of all the Daniel studies. And I can't remember, and I don't think it says right there. Yeah, 97. So we have, if you go and you want to watch that all at one time, you have to stay awake for 2 days. It takes more than 48 hours of Bible study. So anyway, we get back to the gist of it without going in detail. This is the slide we used at the end of the study showing the interpretation of the image. The head of gold was Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. Then the silver was Medo-Persia. And then the brass was Greece. The iron was the Caesars of Rome. And then the iron mixed with clay represents the future kingdom that I believe is the papal Rome. It's a revived Roman Empire under the king of Rome, the Pope. So let's read Daniel chapter 2, verse 43, with that image and interpretation in mind. Read with me. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. So the iron mixed with clay, there's a lot of speculation about what that means. But it says in the text, and I've never, when I see guys teach on this, and they'll try to teach that it means something political or whatever, they ignore this phrase right in the middle of it. And the clear implication here is that they, where it says, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. They are not men.
Right.
If they were men, they wouldn't have to mingle with the seed of men. You see the point? So look again. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Therefore, they are not men, because then it wouldn't be mingling. They would be men, and we wouldn't even have that in the text. So to mingle themselves with the seed of men does not mean mixing it up at a party.
No.
It doesn't mean mixed bathing. It doesn't mean mixing politically. It doesn't even mean mixed marriages. Marriage is a legal thing. This is a biological thing. It is the mixing with the seed of men. Not to be grotesque, but just to be scientific. If you take a horse that's a stud and put him with a mare, M-A-R-E, and say they're married, and they hang out together, are you going to have little horses?
Yeah.
Not unless there's some seed mixing.
Right.
See my point? That's right. It comes down to a biological mixing, not a political or legal arrangement. And that's what some people teach. That's why I'm saying that. Seed, when talking about the male-female relationship in humans in the Bible, when you see the word seed, it means sperm. It's clear then, when you give these words their biblical definition, and we ask, so what or who is they? So what or who is they in Daniel 2:43? When it says, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Who is or what is they? Well, I don't think we can say what, because I do not believe it's possible for non-biological mixing. It has to be something biological. So let's see what Jesus said as a hint base. I call this a hint that Jesus gives us getting some of these answers. Go to Matthew 24:37 in your New Testament. Matthew 24:37. So we have someone or some people who are going to biologically mix with the seed of men. And in Matthew 24:37, read that with me. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So if you want to get some answers, that now Jesus gives us some very specific information here in Matthew 24, but it's all related basically to the Jews and to the end times and Jerusalem. But he says that when he appears, it'll be as it was in the days of Noah. And that's the same as Noah around the time of the flood. So we then ask the question, what happened right before Noah's flood? And that takes us back to Genesis. So go back to Genesis chapter 6. Keeping in mind that Daniel has already said that the last day's kingdom would include someone that aren't human, that aren't men, mixing with the seed of men. Then you go back to Genesis. And it says in verse 1 of chapter 6, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. Now notice that. Men began to multiply, and daughters were born unto them. Then it says, verse 2, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. Now stop right there. These aren't men. The sons of God in this context are not men. It says right there, verse 1, men began to multiply. But then who is it that comes into the daughters of men? The sons of God. And they come into the daughters of men. That makes no sense if you're going to claim that the sons of God are just men. Why would you say, that's like saying men will come into the daughters of men. That makes no sense. And it says, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. So the question is, who are these sons of God? I believe the case is already made by what we just read, that they're not men. They are separated in the verses as two separate groups. Men and sons of God. They're two different groups right there in these first two verses. And the sons of God, then you say, well, who are they? Well, you notice it says both the sons of God and their offspring in Genesis are men. All men. Isn't that something? They only had offspring, it says the sons of God and their offspring. We'll come back and read the rest of the text in a minute, but just one of the problems we have when we talk about angels and things is people think that angels look like this. And they don't. And they don't look like that. Those aren't angels. The little girl on the right with wings. If you took the wings off and you said, well, that's a little girl in heaven or in the millennium, then it might be. But it's just not. Angels don't look like that. You go into some shops and you'll have angels all over the place, and very few of them even resemble anything the Bible talks about. So there's where the confusion gets sown in people's minds. So look again now at verses 3 and 4. The sons of God, in verse 2, saw the daughters of men, and it says they took them wives of all which they chose. And verse 3, read that. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Now stop right there. People try to act like this has nothing to do with what you just read above. It has everything to do with it. When the sons of God came into the daughters of men, they corrupted the gene pool. They corrupted humanity. And it not only was a corrupt offspring, but it corrupted morality. It corrupted worship. It corrupted everything. To the extent that God will kill them all. Except for Noah, who evidently was not corrupt. And his wife evidently... some of the apocryphal books, and if you watch that Exodus movie with Christian Slater, they suggest that Noah's wife was corrupt, and that when she came off the boat, that's why things happened and all that. It's not what the Bible says. The Bible never even suggests that Noah and his wife and his three sons and their three daughter-in-laws were in any way corrupt by this. And so you have the Lord looking out at this with the sons of God, whoever they are, and they're not men, going into the daughters of men. And God says, I'm going to kill them all. And he gave them 120 years. Why? Because that's the time that Noah would be building the ark and preaching. According to Peter, he was a preacher of righteousness. Now look at verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days. Again, the attempt is made by some to say that has nothing to do with what you just read. And it has everything to do with what you just read. It's the sons of God, the daughters of men. They had offspring, and they were giants. And it says in verse 4, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Like Goliath. Goliath was a man, but he was a giant. And therefore, it's going to sound wild to some of you because, you know, and I have to say this. I have to say it's just true. I'm not trying to offend anybody here, but everybody in this room, I can say this, but I can just say this. I'm being honest with you. You've never attended a church that taught through the Bible verse by verse. Ever. And that's why you don't know these things. If you don't know them, if this is new to you or some of this is new, it's because if you attend churches that don't, God gave us a Bible. He said every word is what we're supposed to study. Every word of God. And yet 90% and maybe more preachers for the last half century have not taught every word. And you go in week after week and they rip a verse out of context here. This week we're in 1 John, next week we're in Ruth. And they skip and jump and play hopscotch instead of teaching every word. And it's left most of the Christians I've ever met who've gone to church their whole life and they don't know the Bible. Even if they're reading it at home, there's still so many unanswered questions because God arranged it so you would read your Bible and you would come to the local church and the pastors and teachers would help you. But you're reading your Bible and you're going to churches where they don't teach through the Bible verse by verse. That's not God's plan. That's not how God set it up. And that's why just the world's in the shape it's in when it comes to knowledge of the Bible. So in verse 4, it says, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men. I'm sorry, but if you hear somebody who tries to claim that that is not saying what it's saying, and that the result of the sons of God coming into the daughters of men were giants, and if they're teaching that, it's nonsense. It says, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men. Yes, the giants were men. They were all men. No women. All men offspring, giants. And when you read through the rest of your Bible then, and you see when Joshua and Caleb take the spies over to look at the land of Canaan, and they freak out. Why? Because the sons of God have been going into the daughters of men and produced a whole nation of giants. And they didn't have faith in God. Joshua and Caleb were ready to go, man. Let's go kill the big, you know. We'll cut their knees off, you know, and then they'll drop and then we'll take their heads off. But they were scared to death. Why? Because it was a nation, it was a whole nation of giants. And then you ask yourself, why did God kill them all, including the men, women, and children? That's why. And that's why you Christians have so much trouble explaining that, because on the one hand, the world thinks you're crazy for believing what this book says. On the other hand, most Christians don't believe what the book says. So then you say, I believe God killed all those Canaanites because they had intermixed with the fallen angels and had giants and it was all corrupt. And God, just like the flood, but he said he wouldn't flood again. So what did he do? He sent in the Jews and the Hebrews and said, kill them all. And it was really an act of mercy to the children when he did it. But that's where we're at. That's where we're at. Very few people, Christian and non-Christian, understand the Bible because they have to explain everything away. That's what happens. Which, was it you, Doug?
Yeah, when I was reading and they were explaining it down below, he explained that that the giants could be from the Canaan Seth lineage.
I know you didn't say it, Doug, so what I'm saying is an answer to you. My answer is to them. That is beyond stupid. Why would the offspring of Seth's line and the daughters of men, as it's called in the Bible, how would that produce giants?
That'd be like, we don't know. I mean,
it wouldn't. Period. There's no basis for that claim at all. It's not wanting to believe the Bible. Let me pull something out of my hat and fling it against the wall. Yeah. It makes no sense. You know what they say? They also claim, and we're going to come to more of that in a minute. Can we hold on to the questions there and get through some work? Keep your questions, though. This is all important for the discussion. But giants, according to text, are the consequence. Not just in, oh, by the way, there were giants. No, it's sons of God came into the daughters of men. They bore them children. The same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And those men, like Goliath, were giants. And Doug and I we discussed it for a minute down here before, but I was discussing this not too long ago with somebody. And I just tell them, I've come to the conclusion. And I'm not saying some of the guys who teach this otherwise are good, decent teachers. Why? Because in those other places...